It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Last year, composer-conductor Asa-Pekka Salonen took part in a discussion about the future of classical music at New York University. He found it interesting, but also exasperating. It's actually dangerous to equate the health of some institutions with the health of the art form. The 60-year-old Salonen added, "Music is doing fine, it's just that some institutions are having trouble. Those are two completely different things," he said. When he takes over as music director of the San Francisco Symphony in 2020, he wants to shake things up, but from the inside. He hopes to find the sweet spot between gutting the system and maintaining what works. The infrastructure of what we call classical music is going to evolve into something else, Salonen said, though we don't quite know what that is. An orchestra is an organism that grows. Better ways must be found to present it and integrate it into the community. I don't want to mess with the physiology of the orchestra, he says. What he is willing to mess with is the weekly subscription series format, the grid, as he called it, increasingly seeming a barrier to artistic vitality. Most people today, especially younger listeners, don't like to commit themselves months in advance to a series of concerts. So Salonen envisions breaking up that season into blocks of three or four, each with a thematic hook. Salonen has also recruited a roster of mostly younger visionary artists to advise him and create their own programs, a kind of brain trust. The good thing, he said, is that the actual material we are dealing with on a daily basis is fantastic. Some of the best things humankind has ever produced. With her orchestral music for Captain Marvel, Pinar Toprak becomes the first female composer to score a film set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That's a goal she's been chasing for a while. She previously contributed music to Danny Elfman's Justice League score, as well as to the first season of the sci-fi series Krypton. In my own personal journey, I never really considered myself disadvantaged in any way, she said. I acted as though I have every bit of the same rights, and I just kind of put my horse blinders on and kept working really, really hard. You can hear film scores old and new by joining us for Real Music with Matt Rogers, his film show. It's every Saturday from 6 to 7. For more information on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update here. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Be listening every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy playing your top 100 Most Wanted classical hits. Member-supported 89.5 KBach, KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.